This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH, and 96.5 TIC. We're chatting this morning with Diana Good, the Executive Director of the Connecticut Council on Problem Gambling. It's just in time for the Super Bowl as well. So, Diana, welcome to the program this morning. Looking forward to talking with you.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to talking to you as well.
I know that this is an issue that we discuss in detail every single year. Just give everybody a quick taste, a little summary on your thoughts as we get into what is, or what can be, a busy gambling period for people.
It's definitely going to be a busy gambling period for people. I want to start by saying that Connecticut Council on Problem Gambling isn't for or against gambling. We are not the fund police. We do not tell people how to spend their disposable income. We just want to make sure as gambling becomes easier and more accessible that there are safeguards in place. Lots of people bet and it's fun for them and that's how they want to spend their money. We're not worried about those people. We're worried about people who bet and it no longer is fun. And we want to make sure that treatment is available for them all across the state. So that's really our stance on it. And what's going to happen this weekend is probably a few billion dollars is going to be bet on the Super Bowl. And a lot of people are going to have fun with that, and a lot of people are going to run into problems with that. So we just want to make sure that everyone knows if you're running into problems and you can't stop gambling, help is available for you in Connecticut, and help's also available for family members as well.
And that's what we're going to be digging into for our conversation this morning. So let's start here, Diana. If gambling is a problem for you, what are the warning signs? Or maybe someone doesn't know that it's a problem for them and other people see it. So what should they be on the lookout for?
So if people are obsessed about gambling and you're thinking about gambling all the time, that's going to be a problem. If you're chasing your losses, if you've just lost a lot of money and you continue to bet thinking you're going to win that money back, that can also be a problem. We also developed a website called responsibleplayct.org that has a lot of tips and tricks about how to gamble responsibly. And it also has a lot of these warning signs about what to look for if you think you are running into a problem. So I really recommend people take a look at responsibleplayct.org.
What happens when somebody develops that particular habit and they start to develop a problem with gambling? What are some of the factors, if there are any common factors, that lead somebody down that path?
You know, it's really unpredictable. It's just like any other addiction, drugs or alcohol. There's really no clear indication that someone's going to have a problem and someone isn't. One of the difference about gambling as opposed to the other addictions is, first of all, you don't know what's going to happen with gambling. You might win. You probably won't, but you might win. with other addictions like drugs and alcohol, if you drink a 12-pack of beer, you know what's going to happen. And so the unpredictability of gambling is what really keeps people coming back. You also don't know who the problem gambler is. Drug addicts and alcoholics, there's sometimes outside warning signs of the fact that they have a problem. With gamblers, you don't have any idea. You can look at someone sitting at their computer and think they're working, and actually what they're doing is online gambling.
This is something that now can happen, as you mentioned, at work, at home. You don't particularly have to go to a casino to place your bet anymore.
Absolutely. And it's funny because one of the statistics we used to use prior to the legalization of online gambling is if you lived within 40 miles of a casino, the odds doubled that you'd be a problem gambler. Now, everybody has a casino in their house.
There are laws in place that work to at least make people aware of the resources that are available to help them in the event that they do develop some kind of an addiction, a problem with gambling on the internet. Correct?
When they legalized online gambling, one of the caveats to legalization was that all of the ads have our phone number on them. So I guess that theoretically would be a law, but in some cases with some operators, they just decided not to do it and just paid the fine and rocked on. Yeah, I don't know if I would call that a law. But there are some guidelines in place in Connecticut that send some of the income to the Connecticut Council on Problem Gambling to support our helpline.
Is that something that in this legislative session you guys are going to push more toward? Maybe there's more laws that you'd like to see in place, or no? Do you think it's okay as it is now?
There are more laws we'd like to see in place. Advertising is one of the issues we really want to focus on. There's such an onslaught of gambling ads all over the place. And in some cases, they're too close to college campuses. So we definitely want to take a look at that. There are a lot of restrictions on alcohol advertising, so we want to take a harder look at that and see if there's some guidelines that they followed through successfully that we can also recommend. But we're just inundated with ads from FanDuel, DraftKings, the casinos, the lottery. It's crazy.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. This is Face Connecticut. My guest this morning is Diana Good, Executive Director at the Connecticut Council on Problem Gambling. And some of the things that we've been talking about to this point, what to expect if somebody may be developing a problem with gambling. And I guess my next question is, what does the help look like? So there is help that is available to people. But if somebody finally says, okay, I need help with this, and they start to pursue avenues to get that help, what do those programs or treatments, if you will, look like for these people?
So one of the great things about Connecticut is we have incredible treatment. We have Better Choice treatment facilities that cover the entire state. We also have a chronic gamblers fund that's funded by the lottery that funds treatment for the problem gambler and their families if it's not covered under insurance. So if people want help, there's really no reason not to reach out for help in Connecticut. We've got you covered. A lot of times when we get helpline calls, we try to direct people to those Better Choice programs, but some people are concerned about being anonymous. So we also work really well with Gamblers Anonymous and may send people there. We also work with an online support group out of Delaware, and we can send people that route as well, because a lot of people want to do something online and don't necessarily want to do in-person treatment or go to a meeting. One of the things we found over the last couple of years is we used to think the problem gambler was the little old lady at the slot machine. Now it's 20-something males betting on sports. And a lot of times they would like to do treatment online and not go anywhere in person.
That's just what I was actually thinking of asking you next as far as who is at risk. So younger men, perhaps, that's the generation that now is at risk?
And it kind of makes sense. That's kind of the area that's being targeted with the ads.
What is the next step that could be done to try to cut down on that reality, if that is the next demographic? Is it that crackdown on advertising? Is it something else?
I think it's a combination of a lot of things. We would like to do more outreach to that age group so that people understand the risks of gambling before they get involved. We also want to make sure everyone in the state knows that there is a helpline. And that's expensive. So that's one of the things that we're really hoping we can use any increased funding on, is making sure that people know that there is a helpline and there is treatment available in Connecticut. A college campus program. So we're on 10 college campuses right now doing outreach and talking to kids about the risks of gambling.
Oh, that's interesting. What do those conversations tend to look like?
It tends to look like kids are saying that even though they know it's not legal for them to gamble, so many of them are. A lot of these kids are gambling online with their parents' credit cards and their parents' information. It's also funny where they will say, oh, no, I don't gamble at all. And it's like, you know, did you bet with your friends on that game? Oh, yeah, I did. And so it's so normalized right now that they don't even understand that it's risky behavior and that is gambling. So it's just a matter of educating kids on knowing the risks and understanding what they're getting into. I have one kid who called me and said, you know, I gambled all my money. And can you call my parents for me? No, I can't call your parents for me.
Oh, my goodness.
And then he's like, can you call DraftKings and tell them I made a mistake? I'm like, I wish I could do that. It's heartbreaking to hear these kids getting into this kind of trouble when they just don't understand what is happening. You throw a little bit of legalized marijuana in there, and it's just the perfect storm.
As far as the parents go, you mentioned parents. I don't know if there's anything more that they could do. Is there better teaching that they could do? Do they tell their kids? Do they warn their kids about problem gambling at a younger age? Is there any involvement, any program maybe that parents could take part in to try to help the kids before you get the phone call wondering if you could call mom and dad for more money?
Absolutely. Again, they can get on our responsibleplayct.org website, and there's also tips and tricks about how to talk to your kids about gambling. It is never too early to talk to your kids about gambling. One of the things that we're working on right now is getting into the middle schools and high schools to talk to them about gambling and the dangers of gambling and the correlation between video gaming and a video gaming addiction and gambling, because there is a lot of kind of spin the wheel in these video games that kids are playing. And they're also trying to win skins and things like that. So there's a direct correlation between video game addiction and gambling. So we're just trying to make sure that kids at a younger age understand that.
Well, I never even considered video games being a link, but I could see it now that you mentioned it, Diana, because they're competitive, right? You know, and right. Sometimes you can play these video games not just by yourself, but with other people.
Absolutely. And bet on each other, bet against each other. Absolutely. Kids are doing that all the time and just not even thinking that that's actually gambling.
How would you approach a kid, I don't know how old, call them 12, right? And have that conversation with them. Just give them an idea that problem gambling exists, that they should be aware for. Not a textbook course in it per se, but how would you approach that if you were talking to a little kid or high schooler?
So I'm not a clinician, so I don't do a lot of that work. But we do have a staff person here at CCPG who goes into this school who's in long-term recovery. He was a gambling addict for 14 years. And he's super engaging, and he will tell you his story, and he will tell you how he got into trouble. And I think hearing from someone who has lived this really has an impact on the kids.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. This is Face Connecticut. This morning we're talking about problem gambling, which is ahead of the Super Bowl this year, a big time, a busy time for gambling in the state. Diana Good, my guest, the executive director of the Connecticut Council on Problem Gambling. What specifically is different about the Super Bowl? I know that we've been talking about gambling kind of in general and resources available to help. Is there anything in particular unique to the Super Bowl and Super Bowl weekend when it comes to the issue of problem gambling?
It's just a major sporting event that people have a lot of interest in, and some people think that it's more fun if they have some skin in the game and some betting on the game. It's the same thing that we run into at March Madness. You know, that's madness for us too at the Connecticut Council. So I think it's just having such a big event that so many people are paying attention to. And they want to have some kind of a link to who's going to win.
When you think about the Super Bowl, I think about how it has a national appeal, really worldwide, but for our purposes, a national appeal, and it's something that everybody can kind of talk about on Monday or ahead of it, even on the weekend. Is this an effort, the problem gambling effort that you guys are on to raise awareness of and the resources to help, is this something you're talking about with other states, be it Rhode Island or as far away as California?
Yes, absolutely. In both cases, the New England states are part of a consortium, and we get together 3 or 4 times a year to talk about issues that affect all of us. One of the things that we're working on as a region is we'd really like to have self-exclusion by region, because if someone self-excludes from gambling in Connecticut, it's super easy to drive to Rhode Island or Massachusetts and gamble there. So, and very difficult to exclude from all of these casinos in all of these states. We'd like to have one-stop shopping so people can exclude from all gambling in New England if they want to. We're also part of the National Council on Problem Gambling. There are 38 states where gambling is legalized, and we have 34 affiliates that are part of the national organization, and they really work on national issues. One of the things they're working on right now is the GRIT Act with Senator Blumenthal, that's looking at federal funding for gambling. Gambling addiction is the only addiction that doesn't receive any federal funding, and we're hoping we can change that.
Didn't you guys just meet with him the other day?
Yes, we just met with him the other day. We had a press conference with him where he reintroduced the GRIT Act.
Do you think that that could possibly get traction as soon as this year in time, maybe for next Super Bowl? I know sometimes with Washington, things can move a little slowly. What's different this time around?
Really, nothing's different this time around. We just, and Senator Blumenthal especially knows the importance of this. So I think he wants to keep introducing it and hopes that it will get picked up. So we'll see. We're hopeful.
Another thing that I wanted to point out that you mentioned just a moment ago, not all states have legal gambling, correct?
Correct.
And so if there are still a number of states that don't have it legalized, is it possible that maybe there are people traveling to other states? And when I think about that particular issue, maybe not to go to casinos per se, but as far as like scratch tickets or Powerball or Mega Millions, the big jackpots that we hear about advertised and talked about in the news, that maybe there are people that are actually going out of their way to go get those kinds of tickets. Is that a reality too?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's a bigger issue here in New England than it is in a state like Texas or California.
Okay.
Definitely easier to travel around our states than it is in some of the larger states. So that's why we all work together with New England states.
If you could just go over again a list of the resources that are out there to help people. Your own website, I know, has a lot of information on it. Anything else that you'd like to share with our audience as far as where they could get assistance for problem gambling?
Sure. They can call our helpline number, which is 888-789-7777. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can call us and you can ask questions. One of the things that we're also getting now are we're having people call and say, you know, I am not a problem gambler, but I think I'm kind of headed in that direction. What can I do to prevent that? And we love those calls. We would rather have all of our calls be that call instead of calling and saying, you know, I'm at rock bottom. So if you think that you've got an issue or you're heading that direction, give us a call. We can get you into treatment or have you talk to someone else or send you to the responsibleplayct.org website to make sure you can gamble and keep it fun. A lot of the apps also have restrictions within the apps that you can set up. You can set up time restrictions and money restrictions so that we can, the point of the exercise is making sure that this stays fun for everyone. So if you want to know more about that, you can call our helpline anytime.
I am seeing on your website, just taking a glance at it, there are even anonymous options. Could you talk about anonymous gaming talk and people who may not want to use their name or come forward directly, what that means for them?
Sure. Gamblers Anonymous is completely anonymous. And we can send people to a meeting that's in their area. We know about meetings in Western Mass and in Connecticut, so we can definitely send people in that direction as well. And we really see that a lot on the helpline calls. Sometimes you'll get a call from someone and they want to tell you everything. And sometimes you get a call from someone and they don't even want to tell you what their name is. So we have no problem sending people to Gamblers Anonymous. That's an incredibly effective way to get treatment and to seek help.
And also, it's a good thing probably for those people, I would imagine, and you could probably comment further, if they are having that issue and they meet other people or get to know other people who are dealing with the same problem, that there's that sense
Absolutely.
Of community, that they're not alone.
Absolutely. Yeah. And a lot of the treatment facilities in Connecticut have peer counselors that are former gambling addicts, and they can help as well. Yeah, you're not alone. You're really not alone if you are running into trouble with gambling. So we're definitely there to help you and to connect you with other people who are struggling as well.
Getting ready to wrap up here with Diana Good, Executive Director at the Connecticut Council on Problem Gambling. Do you guys have a shortage of volunteers? Are there enough people at this point in time for the volume that you have who are willing to help others dealing with problem gambling?
The peer counselors are paid state employees through the Better Choice programs.
Okay.
And they are all certified. So we do not have enough counselors in the state at all. A lot of people go into counseling for drugs and alcohol, and not as many go into counseling for gambling. So we have a training program, a 30-hour training program, where we can train social workers and counselors in the specific area of problem gambling. So if people are interested in going that direction and becoming gambling peer counselors with a state organization, we can totally help people get certified.
Well, you just taught me something. I didn't even know that that was that particular situation.
Absolutely. It's a great group of people. I mean, I'll put another plug in there to become a counselor, because it's an incredible group of people that we work with in this problem gambling community. They are thoughtful and caring and just want the best for people. It's amazing. It's a great group of people to be affiliated with.
Any further thoughts as we get ready to wrap up?
No, I think you've hit everything, and I really appreciate your time.
And thank you for taking the time for the call and lining it up with me. We'll do it again sometime.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.